耶稣的比喻已经讲完了。
We're finished talking about the parables of Jesus.
目前我们进入这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And we're going to start First Thessalonians.
你会发觉到第一节到第三节不是今天的经文。
But if you notice that verses 1 to 3 is not today's passage.
因为在不久前我已经讲了那篇道。
Because not long ago I have preached on it.
所以今天我们是看第四节到第十节。
So today we will be looking at verses 4 to 10.
让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第四节到第十节。
So let's open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 4 to 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第四节，保罗说：“被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，必充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样的人。”并且你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处地都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we had with you.And how you turn to God from idols to serve a living God, living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
那么主耶稣升天之后，
And the Lord Jesus, after he ascended to heaven,
那么借着使徒教会在地上被建立起来。
Through the apostles, the churches were built up here on earth.
我从耶路撒冷开始
，starting from Jerusalem，
我使徒把福音传到罗马，直到西班牙
，and the apostles spread the gospel all the way throughout Rome, all the way to Spain。
啊，因着这个福音的广传
，and because of the widespread of the gospel，
啊，使徒们建立了不少的教会
，the apostles established several many churches。
其中的教会就是帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And one of the churches is the church at Thessalonica.
教会在地上的目的就是要见证神和他的作为。
And the purpose for the church here on earth is to, as a testimony to God and his works.
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会在地上有一个美好的见证。
And because the church in Thessalonica had a good witness here on earth.
因此保罗向神献上感谢。
Therefore, Paul gave thanks to God.
保罗感谢神，因为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒在他们的信心上 表现出他们所下的功夫。
And Paul gave thanks to God because of the effort that the Thessalonian Christians put into themselves as a testimony.
啊，在爱心上表现出他们所受的劳苦。
And they showed their labor of love.
和在盼望上表现出他们所存那种忍耐。
And they show patience in their hope.
因为信徒在是三方面的表现。
And because of the Christians have expressed in three aspects.
那么使到教会给神带来美好的见证。
Therefore, the church brought a good testimony to God.
那么从刚才我们所看那段经文。
From the passage we just looked at.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的见证，我们可以把它分成三方面来看。
We could divide their testimony into three aspects.
那么第一就是信徒的效法。
The first is the believers became imitators.
那么第二呢是教会的榜样。
Second is example of the church.
然后第三是教会的名声。
Finally, the reputation of the church.
那么首先让我们来看教会信徒的效法。
So let us first look at the believers becoming imitators.
啊，在第一章第六节这么说。
In chapter 1 verse 6 it says,
啊，并且你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法主，效法了主。
You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
那么根据这节经文，教会的信徒不是在那种平安无事的状况下领受神的道。
And according to the verse, the believers did not receive the preaching within a very peaceful time.
而是在大难中蒙圣灵所赐给他们的喜乐。
Yeah, it's in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
领受这个真道。
They received the word.
啊，虽然他们面对这个极大的苦难
，Even though they face much tribulation，
因为圣灵赐给他们的喜乐
，But because of the joy of the Holy Spirit，
啊，他们就效法保罗和他的同工
，They were able to become imitators of Paul and his co-workers，
那么同时也效法主耶稣基督
，And of the Lord Jesus。
那么帖撒罗尼迦城里的人对这个耶稣的福音没有什么好感。
And the people in Thessalonica did not have a good opinion of followers of Jesus.
因为这个福音带来给当时的社会一个很大的冲击。
Because the gospel brought a big conflict within the society.
一个人听了福音，相信耶稣。
After a person hears the gospel and believes in Jesus.
啊，成为一位基督徒，他必须要面对很多的迫害，还有这个压力。
And become a Christian, then he must face much tribulation and also pressure.
啊，这些压力还有迫害，包括他们要失去一个很舒适的一个生活。
And all this would cause him to lose a very comfortable life.
啊，地位、产业，甚至包括自己的生命。
Position, money, even their lives.
因着这个缘故，不是很多人要相信耶稣，接受耶稣成为他们的救主。
And because of this, not many people want to believe in Jesus and receive Jesus as their personal savior.
其实今天世界上有好多的国家的基督徒面对帖撒罗尼迦教会所面对的。
Actually, today in many countries, people still face such persecution.
特别是那些伊斯兰教的国家，还有一些共产国家的基督徒。
Especially Christians in Islamic countries and communist countries.
如果他们要持守住自己的信仰，
if they're to maintain their faith,
那么基督徒必须要付出很大的代价。
The Christian must pay much cost.
比如说，一位伊斯兰教徒，他要相信耶稣。
For instance, if a Muslim wants to become a Christian,
他必定会受到家人给他的压力，甚至迫害。
He will face pressure and persecution from his own family.
然后甚至在一些国家里，政府也会迫害他们。
In some countries, the government will also persecute them.
但是帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒明白他们所面对的。
Yet, although the Christians in Thessalonica know what they're facing,
以致他们 愿意承受因为相信耶稣所带来那种迫害。
Yet they're willing to accept the persecution that comes about because of their faith.
那么圣经说，因为圣灵所赐给他们的喜乐。
And the Bible tells us it's because of the joy of the Holy Spirit.
那么虽然面对这个苦难，他们仍然愿意领受神的道。
Even though they face much hardship, they're willing to receive the word.
啊，不但愿意领受这个苦难，他们也愿意效法保罗还有他的同工。
Not only were they willing to accept the hardship, they were also willing to be imitators of Paul and his co-workers.
啊，最重要的，他们愿意效法耶稣基督。
And more importantly, they were willing to be imitators of the Lord Jesus.
那么效法，在英文翻译成是 imitate。
In English, it's imitate.
啊。如果你看希腊文圣经的是应该它的字是 mimetai。
And if you look at the Greek, it's mimetai.
啊，英文字的 mimic 是从这个字来的。
And in English, mimic comes from imitai.
啊， mimic 跟imitate 是指一个人模仿一个人的行为。
Mimic or imitate is a person who's trying to copy the action of another.
你知道年幼的小孩子甚至婴孩都会模仿大人的动作吗？
And you know that babies, little children, even babies try to imitate or mimic the action of the adults.
啊，我们的大女儿出世不到一个月就开始模仿大人的动作。
Our oldest daughter, when she was just 1 month old, she was beginning to imitate the actions of the adults.
我没有想到我跟她玩这个嘟嘟嘴。
I was making faces with her and.
那么后来她整一个月就跟人嘟嘟嘴。
And so for a whole month she was doing the same actions.
所以你不要以为婴孩不懂事。
So don't think that babies don't understand anything.
所以根据这个儿童的心理家，他们说婴孩诞生下来到七岁的时候。
So according to child psychologists, they say that for children from infancy to about 7 years old.
啊，他们好像那些没有干的那个水泥一样，可以被捏成不同的形状。
They're like the cement that has not dried,
wet
concrete that you could actually mold into different shapes.
那么因此，属灵的婴孩应当效法属灵的长辈。
So, spiritual infants should imitate spiritual elders.
啊，一个初信主的人应当学习米灵命啊，成熟那些人。
And a new believer needs to learn from those who are more mature.
因为圣经里面有不少我们可以学习的人的榜样。
And there are many examples from Scripture who we can learn from.
啊，比如说亚伯拉罕。夜色摩西夜伯
For example, Abraham,
Joseph,
Moses, and Job.
啊，尼西米、但以理和保罗
Nehemiah and Daniel, Paul.
啊，这些人都是我们可以学习的
These are all people who we can imitate.
啊，其实在旧约圣经里面，摩西跟但以理可以说是我的英雄。
And in the Old Testament, I think Moses and Daniel were my heroes.
那么除了圣经之外
And besides the scripture,
啊，在教会历史里面有不少的人是我们可以学习的。
Throughout history, there's also many church figures who we can learn from.
啊，比如说 George Mueller.
For example, George Mueller.
啊 ,Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
啊 ,Bill Bright.你知道 Bill Bright 是谁吗
？Do you know who Bill Bright is？
啊，他就是啊，以前是 Campus Crusade 的 founder。
He was the founder of Campus Crusade。
啊，还有一个 Dawson Trotman， Navigator 的 founder。啊，你看到这些人，我们也可以向他们学习。
And we see these people who we could imitate。
啊，虽然我没有见过这些人。
Even though I have never met these people.
但是我看他们的自传。
Yeah, I read their autobiography.
所以我们从他们的身上我学习了不少的功课。
So I've learned many lessons from them.
无论如何人不是完美的。
No matter what, man is not perfect.
啊，只有主耶稣是完美的。
Only the Lord Jesus is perfect.
因此，我们应当效法主耶稣。
Therefore, we need to be imitators of Jesus.
啊，主耶稣是我们效法的至高榜样。
And Jesus is the highest example that we could follow.
然后主耶稣道成肉身来到世上。
And the Lord Jesus became flesh.
然后他成为人的样式。
He took on the image of man.
然后圣经说他好像我们一样。
And the Bible tells us that he was like us.
啊，经历到这个罪带来的引诱还有试探。
He was tempted.
但是在试探当中他没有犯罪。
Yet in the midst of temptation, he did not sin.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节这么说。
So Paul says in Philippians 2:5-8.
他说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不自以为自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服神，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
那么新约圣经里面四福音书记载了耶稣的生平还有他的事工。
And the New Testament, the four Gospels recorded the life of Jesus and his ministry.
如果要效法耶稣的榜样，我们必须要研读这四福音书。
If we're to imitate the example of Jesus, we must read these four Gospels.
啊，当我们不晓得怎么做的时候
，When we don't know what to do,
我们应当转向耶稣。
We need to turn to Jesus.
因为他是我们效法至高的榜样。
Because it's the highest example. Who we could copy.
我们当信徒效法这些属灵长辈或者主耶稣的榜样的时候
，And when believers become imitators of the spiritual elders or Jesus Christ,
很自然的，他们就成为其他信徒的一个榜样。
Naturally, they become an example to other believers.
因为帖撒罗尼迦信的教会的信徒，他们效法保罗还有他的同工。
And because the believers in Thessalonica became imitators of Paul and his co-workers.
啊，他们也效法耶稣的榜样。
And of Jesus.
那么他们就成为教会其他教会还有信徒的榜样。
They became examples to others.
那么就如保罗在第七节所说。
Just as Paul says in verse 7.
他说甚至你们做了马其顿和亚盖亚所有信主之人的榜样。
So that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia.
马其顿跟亚盖亚是罗马帝国里面的两个省。
And, Macedonia and Achaia were two regions in Rome.
然后保罗在这两个省里面建立了不少的教会。
In these regions, Paul established several churches.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会就是其中的一个教会。
And church in Thessalonica is one of them.
因为信徒们在他们的信心上所下的功夫。
And because the effort that the believers there has placed in their faith.
在他们的爱心上所受的劳苦。
And the hardship of their love.
和在他们的盼望上所存有的忍耐。
And because of the patience in their love.
加上他们效法保罗还有他的同工。
And because they follow the example of Paul and his co-workers.
还有效法耶稣的榜样。
And also copy the example of Jesus.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会成为马其顿跟亚盖亚的一个榜样。
So they became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
所以当信徒表现出耶稣基督的样式的时候
And so when believers live out the example of Jesus Christ,
他们必定会影响到其他的信徒。
They will have an impact on other believers.
我在念初中的时候
When I was in middle school,
第一次听到福音
I heard the gospel for the first time.
那么除了开始读圣经，我也去参加一间教会。
And besides reading scripture, I also attended a church.
我参加那间教会是我家乡里唯一的福音派教会。
And the church I attended was the only evangelical church in my region.
啊，是一间卫理公会。
It was a Methodist church.
所以我开始参加这个教会的啊的时候。
And as I started attending the church.
而教会不到20个人。
The church only had about 20 people.
但是后来在很短的时间里面增加了很多年轻人。我不晓得为什么。
But I don't know the reason, but within a short time, the church suddenly had increased many young people.
那么因此教会有很大的需要。
So there was great need at church.
因为这些新来的人有不少是没有信主的。
Because among the newcomers, there were many who were unbelievers.
也有不少是刚信主的。
And many were new believers.
我们因着这个缘故，这个卫理公会区会就派一位兼职的牧师来帮助我们。
And because of this, the Methodist church sent a pastor to help us.
然后除了这位兼职的牧师，他们还安排其他的教会的弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
And besides the pastor, they also arranged for other brothers and sisters to come and help us.
啊，他们必须要开车将近20英里的车程来帮助我们。
They have to drive about 20 miles in order to come and help us.
啊，有时候还邀请我们到他们的教会去参加他们的布道会或者培灵会。
And sometimes they invited us to go to their church for evangelistic or other types of meeting.
所以这些教会的弟兄姐妹，他们的摆上成为我们学习的一个榜样。
So the sacrifices made by these other brothers and sisters became our example.
所以当弟兄姐妹跟随耶稣的时候，
So when brothers and sisters follow Jesus,
效法耶稣的榜样的时候，
And they follow the example of Jesus,
很自然的，他的生命就会影响到其他弟兄姐妹的生命。
It's very natural that their lives became impact on other believers.
而当信徒效法属灵长辈还有主耶稣的榜样的时候，
And when believers become imitators of spiritual elders or Jesus Christ.
不单成为其他信徒的榜样，
Not only do they become examples for other believers,
也使到他们的见证传扬出去。
It also causes their testimony to be spread.
就如保罗在第八节到第十节这么说。
Just as Paul says in verses 8 to 10.
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和雅盖亚，就是在各处也被传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven,whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
我们帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒不止他们见证不但影响到马其顿和雅盖亚的教会。
So the believers in Thessalonica, their testimony not only impacted the Christians in Macedonia and Achaia,
也影响到其他地方的教会。
But it also impacted believers elsewhere.
帖撒罗尼迦这个城市是一个港口，也是一个商业中心。
Thessalonica was a port and a commercial center.
人群来来往往。
People travel through there.
消息很快就被传出去。
News go forth from there quickly.
特别我们这个时代。
Especially our time.
资讯非常的发达。
There's information going across quickly.
所以消息传得非常的快。
So news spread very quickly.
在我念大学的时候，我从来没有想象到这个情况会发生。
When I was in college, I could not have imagined this happening.
因为每次我要跟我父母亲沟通的时候，我必须要写信。
Because every time I need to communicate with my parents, I need to write a letter.
啊，我写信，他们回信，大概一个月。
And for me to write the letter and then return, it takes about a whole month.
啊，今天如果我拿起我的手机，我现在打，他就回答。
But today I pick up my cell phone, I call and they answer.
那么虽然当时的资讯没有这么发达。
Even though at that time, information exchange was not as quickly.
哦，帖撒罗尼迦教会他们的名声也传扬出去了。
Yeah, the reputation of the church in Thessalonica spread.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的见证，我们可以看到三方面。
So for the testimony of the Thessalonian church, we see that there's three aspects.
啊，第一就是看到他们如何离去这个偶像。
First, we see how they left their idols.
啊，离去这个偶像，然后归向这位神。
They turn from idols to serve a living God.
帖撒罗尼迦教会是一个奉拜偶像的一个地方。
And in Thessalonica, it's a place where they worship idols.
而且在城里面有不少的人敬拜这个偶像。
And in the city, many people worshipped idols.
啊，这些偶像就是希腊人的神。
And these idols were Greek gods.
人把这些偶像看为好像这个大能有力的神。
And people considered these idols as things of power.
啊，读过这个希腊神话故事的人都知道。
And those people who have read Greek mythology knows.
因为这些偶像深深地影响到人的生命。
And that these idols have a true impact on people's lives.
所以希腊人相信他们的神居住在这个奥林匹克山上。
And the Greek mythology teaches that these gods lived on Mount Olympus.
因为奥林匹克山离开这个帖撒罗尼迦城只不过是50英里。
And Mount Olympus, it's not far from, Thessalonica.
啊，因此帖撒罗尼迦的人受到很大的影响。
So the people in Thessalonica was greatly impacted.
所以在旧约圣经里面，耶和华神经常警告人不可敬拜那些用人手而造的神。
So in the Old Testament, God often warned the people not to worship the idols made by hands.
在利未记26章第一节，神借着摩西告诉以色列人。
And Leviticus 26:1, God through Moses tells the people,
你们不可做什么虚无的神像，不可立雕刻的偶像或是柱像，也不可在你们的地上安什么造琢成的饰像。向他跪拜，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves an image or a sacred pillar, nor shall you place a figure stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God.
所以神警告以色列人不可以敬拜这些用人手而造的偶像。
So God warns the Israelites not to worship idols made by hands.
把他们当作神来拜。
And turn them into gods and worship them.
因为真神只有一位，就是耶和华神。
Because there's only one true God and that's the Jehovah Lord.
那么其实偶像不限于这些人手所造的形象。
But idols are not limited to those which are created by hands.
也包括人心中所喜爱的东西。
But it also includes the things that we love in our hearts.
所以在新约圣经里面，主耶稣经常提醒人对于这个财物要有一个正确的观念。
So in the New Testament, the Bible, Lord Jesus warns us of having the right attitude towards money.
所以在马太福音第六章第24节，主耶稣说。
So in Matthew 6:24 it says.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是误这个。爱那个就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们离弃这些偶像，归向这位真神。
The believers in Thessalonica left the idols and turned to the true and living God.
所以他们所做的 是一个很大的牺牲。
So what they did was a great sacrifice.
因为他们如此做，他们必须要面对很多的迫害还有压力。
And because of what they did, they faced persecution and pressure.
所以一个人相信耶稣，要跟随耶稣的时候，必须要明白这点。
So when a person believes in Jesus and decides to follow him, they must understand that.
他必须要放弃、离弃心中的偶像。
He must give up and leave behind the idols of the heart.
来跟随耶稣过一个新生的生命。
To follow Jesus to live a new life.
所以我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们不止离开这些偶像。
So we see that the believers in Thessalonica, not only do they leave the idols.
然后这段经文 也说他们又服侍这位真神。
The passage also tells us that they serve the living God.
一个人成为基督徒，一个人相信了耶稣悔改，必须要服侍神。
A person after he believes in Jesus and repent, he must serve God.
信心必须要带来行为。
Faith necessarily brings about works.
而且在生活里面表现出来。
And it will be expressed in their lives.
服侍神有很多方面。
There's many ways of serving God.
那可能是经常跟人传福音。
Perhaps it's often spreading the gospel to others.
啊，在教主日学带领这个查经班。
To teach Sunday school or lead a Bible study.
啊，看顾小孩或者帮助厨房的事工。
Take care of children or serve in the kitchen.
啊，清理教会或者帮助别人的需要等等的事情。
To clean the church or to help others people in need.
帖撒罗尼迦的人以前是敬拜偶像。
The people in Thessalonica they used to worship idol.
啊，但是现在他们归向神了。
But now they have turned to God.
啊，他们所服侍的不再是这些偶像。
What they serve is no longer these idols.
而是一位又真又活的神。
But living and true God.
所以这段经文说，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And how you turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come.
所以这段经文说他们所归向那位神是又真又活的神。
And so here it says, they have turned to a living and true God.
啊，这位神就是耶稣基督。
And this God is Jesus Christ.
啊，在宇宙里面只有一位真神。
And in the whole universe, there is only one true God.
啊，就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
其他的神都是假神。
All the other gods are false.
为什么耶稣是真神？
Why is Jesus a true God?
原因这段经文说因为他从死里复活。
And, the reason is that he was raised from the dead.
人是不能够从死里复活的。
Man cannot come back from the dead.
只有神才能够从死里复活过来。
Only God can, rise again from the dead.
所以耶稣就是那位真神。
Therefore, Jesus is a true God.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒第一他们放弃以前所他们奉拜的偶像而归向这位真神。
So the believers in Thessalonica, first they abandoned their idols and turned to the living and true God.
啊，第二，他们又服侍这位又真又活的神。
And second, they served the living and true God.
那第三点，他们在等候这位主耶稣的降临。
And thirdly, they wait for his son from heaven.
所以在第一章第十节告诉我们，
So in chapter 1 verse 10 it says,
啊，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescued us from the wrath to come.
然后在一章第三节后半句又说，
And in chapter 1 verse 3, the latter half it says,
应盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的盼望是建立在这位又活又真的神身上。
And the hope of the believers in Thessalonica is built upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么因此他们存着这个忍耐的心来等候这个盼望。
Therefore, they have steadfastness of hope and waiting for this hope.
因为圣经告诉我们 主耶稣有一天将会从天降临把得救的人提到天上去。
Because the Bible tells us that one day Jesus will come again and bring all the believers to him.
脱离神要施行的审判。
And will remove us from the wrath of God.
因为得救的人将会与主永永远远的同在。
Because the believers will be with God eternally.
我就如启示录21章第四节这么说。
Just as in Revelation 21:4 it says,
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.
所以教会的见证，第一就是这个信徒的效法。
So the testimony of the church first is the believers become imitators.
也就是效法这些属灵的长辈还有耶稣基督的榜样。
And that is to become imitators of spiritual elders and example of Jesus.
第二点就是教会带来给他其他教会和信徒的一个榜样。
And that is the church become examples to other churches.
然后教会的见证第三点。
And thirdly,
那么信徒必须要离弃这些心中的偶像。
That, the believers must leave behind the idols of their hearts.
那么信徒也必须要服侍这位又真又活的神。
And the believers must serve the true and living God.
那么同时等待着耶稣的降临。
And wait upon the coming of the Lord.
那么是的，世人正在观看着教会。
Yes, the world is looking at the church.
让我们学习帖撒罗尼迦教会的榜样。
Let's learn from the examples of the church in Thessalonica.
为神做美好的见证。
And be good witnesses for God.
让我们安静下来，用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and use some time to reflect on today's message. Let's come before God and examine our hearts. Whether we have become imitators of spiritual elders and Jesus Christ. If we have left the idols of our hearts. Do we have a heart and desire to serve the true and living God?
我们是否有经常等待主耶稣基督的降临?
Do we wait upon the coming of the Lord Jesus?
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们听从你的话语。
Please help us to hear your truth.
在我们的生活里面做一个美好的见证。
In our lives, we could become good testimonies.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.